Hi everyone, welcome to the Learning Space. Today we're gonna talk about an interesting topic, which is really interesting for me. I hope that it's gonna be also interesting for you. Today I would like to share with you my favorite book, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the history of this book in some of the key aspects. Well, the book is called Paper Towns. It was written by John Green. And well, let's get it started. In the first part, the book talk about one of the characters, which is the main character, which is called Quentin. In this first part, it takes place 9 years before the events of the novel. So Quentin Jacobsen, which is the main character, and Margot Roth Spiegelman, which is also one of the main characters, are 9 years old. In this part, they find a dead man in a nearby park, and this experience is formative for Quentin and Margot. For guests, a burglary implied, but not, but lastly, bond between them. So after this, the book of Paper Towns, it is set in suburban Orlando, and the main characters are all seniors in high school. And then, just a few weeks away from graduation, Margot, which is now a popular girl, has no interaction with Quentin since they were 9. And one day, Margot shows up at his window. She asks to Quentin to be her chauffeur for reasons undisclosed. So it turns out that Margot has enlisted Quinn to help her with a 11-part plan to exact revenge against her friends who have wronged her. So, in the first part, this is the plan. This is the plan. Margot contacts to Quentin to have a revenge against her friends. Okay. Then, the characters last few weeks of high school. After Margot and Quentin's adventure, Margot disappears. Okay. So when Margot disappears, Quentin starts to look out for information. So he asks to Margot's parents, but for sure they are not. They don't have any idea. But Quentin knew that Margot left clues for Quentin. And Quentin is determined to put these clues together to figure out where she has gone. So, until this part, we had that first, Margot and Quentin had a plan to revenge against her friends. And also, we know that they didn't talk since they were 9 years old. Okay, so in this part, Quentin has to look out for information, as I mentioned before. So through her clues, Quentin and his friends are led to an old, abandoned minimally in which they find Margot has passed time. So they know that Margot was not a girl that liked to go to hotels or things like that, and she left some clues to make them that they find to Margot. So I would like to tell you what do you think about Margot? What do you think that she went to another part and she left some clues? So I'm doing these questions, I'm leaving these questions because I would like to listen to you to know what do you think, and also to invite you to read this beautiful book. And well, it was the fundamental information about this book. I won't like do some spoilers, so it was just like a general information about the book. So I hope that it was interesting, that you like it, and if you have any topic that you would like to listen in our podcast, please let me know. Bye bye, guys.